Good afternoon. High pressure building in from the Great Lakes will continue to dry things out across interior New York and New England, and some of the clouds will continue to break up, leading to a little more in the way of sunshine throughout the day. We'll also have a brisk northwest to westerly wind flow, at times gusting over 20 miles per hour. So while cooler air flows in, keeping temperatures in the middle and upper 30s for highs, wind chill values will be in the 20s. Overnight tonight, skies will be partly cloudy and cooler air will continue to flow in with lows back into the lower to mid-20s. More sunshine in store for us for tomorrow as that high pressure center begins to take control. Clouds will continue to mix in and we'll still have that northwest breeze with highs in the mid-30s. That high pressure center will crest overhead on Saturday with brilliant sunshine, just a few scattered clouds, and highs in the lower 30s. A weak disturbance will push some clouds through on Sunday. Sunshine will mix in from time to time, and highs will stay in the lower to mid-30s. On Monday, any leftover sunshine will give way to increasing clouds as what's left of the high pressure center departs. It'll stay dry through the day, with highs reaching into the upper 30s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the middle and southern part of the country, where a storm system will organize and head in our direction. Right now, it looks like the storm will remain off to our west through the middle of the week, and milder air will be allowed to flow in. So as precipitation arrives Monday night into Tuesday and continues into the day on Wednesday, it looks like mainly rain across interior New York and New England with highs near 40. Of course, any deviation in the path of this storm could change things dramatically as we head toward the holiday, so we'll be paying close attention to this through the weekend and into the early part of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, strong low pressure will keep snow going over northern New England into the afternoon. Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories are in effect for interior Maine. Up to 9 to 15 inches of snow is possible in some spots. Meanwhile, after a day of just widely scattered showers, another strong Pacific system is approaching the coast and will bring more significant precipitation into the western United States. Heavy rains and higher elevation snows will begin impacting the Pacific Northwest late today. It'll spread southeastward over Northern California, the Intermountain West, and the Northern Rockies as the system moves inland over the western United States tomorrow. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 81 degrees at Fort Lauderdale, Florida, to a low of 7 below zero at Willow City, North Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and windy in the mid-40s, Boston mostly cloudy and windy with scattered rain and snow showers in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy, scattered snow showers with highs in the mid-30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 35 degrees, the average low 20. The record high 60 set in 1921, and the record low 9 below zero in 1919. Sunrise this morning, 7:21 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:23 p.m. 9 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and windy today with scattered snow showers, highs in the lower to mid-30s. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few snow showers tonight and lows in the lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny and windy today with a scattered snow shower and highs in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy, breezy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, windy today with scattered snow showers and highs in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few snow showers tonight and lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny, windy today with a scattered snow shower and highs around 40. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90, mostly cloudy and windy today with scattered snow showers and highs in the upper 30s. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, cooler, mid-30s, mostly sunny, lower 30s on Saturday. Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-30s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Monday in the upper 30s, and mostly cloudy with a good chance of showers and rain on Tuesday and Wednesday, perhaps some snow on the tail end on Christmas Eve with highs right around 40 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.